From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexio reporting. President Trump's former national security advisor, Michael Flynn, has pleaded guilty to charges of lying to the FBI in connection with the ongoing probe into Russian meddling in the U.S. presidential election. More from VOA's Jim Malone.
Flynn admitted lying to FBI agents about the details of his contacts with the Russian ambassador during the presidential transition period before Donald Trump was inaugurated. The president kept a low profile at the White House in the wake of Flynn's court appearance, stepping before cameras briefly to greet Libya's prime minister. White House lawyer Ty Cobb issued a statement noting that nothing about the plea deal implicates anyone other than Flynn. But Flynn's acknowledgement that he is cooperating with special counsel Robert Mueller could spell more trouble down the road for the president, says Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff.
Bob Mueller must be getting very substantial cooperation from General Flynn if this is the plea agreement.
Throughout the Mueller probe, Trump has insisted there was no collusion between his campaign and the Russians in meddling in the election. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. Senate has passed a Republican $1.5 trillion tax bill. The Senate bill and the House of Representatives version must be reconciled before the president signs it into law. Republicans maintain a vibrant economy can come from the tax cuts, but Democrats disagree. Honduras has suspended some constitutional rights and imposed a 10-day curfew in efforts to control protests that have sprung up after last Sunday's disputed presidential election. Authorities were reporting at least one protester has died in unrest. This is VOA News. Arab media are reporting Egypt and Russia are on the verge of signing a military cooperation agreement that would allow each side to use the other's airspace and air bases for a period of 5 years. More from Edward Uranian in Cairo.
Egypt's red carpet welcome for visiting Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu has set in motion a military rapprochement between Cairo and Moscow after months of hesitation and more than 45 years of hostility following former Egyptian President Anwar Sadat's expulsion of Soviet military advisors from the country in 1972. Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev signed the draft deal with Egypt, inked by Shoigu, which will allow each side to use the other's military facilities and airspace for a period of 5 years. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis saying counterterrorism cooperation with Egypt is growing, and the U.S. remains committed to strong ties with Cairo despite freezing some military aid to Egypt over rights concerns earlier this year. Mattis making the comments as he traveled to Cairo, the first stop on a four-nation tour that will also take him to Jordan, Kuwait, and Pakistan. Syrian air defenses intercepting at least two Israeli missiles fired at a government military position in Damascus province early on Saturday, but the attack still causing some damage. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the missiles, presumably Israeli, targeted positions of the Syrian regime and its allies southwest of Damascus, an Israeli spokesman declining to comment. The wife of Princeton student Shiyu Wang, imprisoned in Tehran on spying charges while conducting dissertation research in Iran, is imploring President Trump to intervene in her husband's case, saying that the White House is the focus of her hope. In an interview from Beijing with the VOA's Mandarin service, Hua Hu said she hopes that the White House and the Trump administration will help. Wang, who was born in China, is a U.S. citizen enrolled in a doctoral program at Princeton University. A website associated with Iran's judiciary said that Wang collected a lot of classified information during the course of his academic work in Iran. He was detained in August of 2016 and was then subsequently convicted of collaborating with foreign governments and was sent to prison. I'm Philip Alexio in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.